This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ilaha al-alameen, wa bihi nasta'een, wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala khatam al-anbiya'i wa imam al-mursaleen, nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla, wa anta taj'alu al-hazna idha shi'ta sahla, rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir, wa tammim bil khayr wa bika nasta'een. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has blessed us with life. There are some who are born and they die. There are others who are in the wombs of their mothers and they leave this world. In fact, they don't even enter the world alive. So the fact that you came out of the womb of your mother kicking and alive, you should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should all be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created us and gave us life. There are those in the past 2 years who were with us, who have now left us and gone to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to their Maker. So the fact that you are breathing to today, here and now is the blessing of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Understand that. And I think this message is profound because of the circumstance that we are in. We've seen people leaving before our eyes. All of us, most of us, if not all, have lost some family members in these past 2 years. We've realized that the value of life is actually great. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to continue to breathe is an opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, previously we'd pay lip service to it. We'd say, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you return to Him, right? But in reality today we understand the value of this. Because we've seen people go before our eyes. We now know that it is true and it will happen. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. There are two bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most people are at a loss with regards to. الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Good health and free time. You see, the both need to come together for you to enjoy your life. Good health and free time. If you have good health, but you don't have free time, then there is absolutely no point to that good health because you're expending it in everything else besides that which you are meant to be doing, which is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no time for Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You are wasting your life. And if you have free time, but you don't have good health, then what happens? You cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot go about your day-to-day activities. How many people are there out in the world, millionaires, billionaires, yet the man is paralyzed. The man cannot do anything. He would give away everything that he had in order to achieve that good health. But that is not how it works. That is not how it works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses some with wealth, some with health, some with free time, some have everything, the entire package, but all together Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just. He gives us all something that we can utilize to worship Him, that we can utilize to get to know Him before we get to Him. You know, when we see a death or we see a calamity befall us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us what to say.
الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ
عجيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. And give glad tidings to those who bear patience when a calamity befalls them. They say, indeed we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed we shall return to Him. So first and foremost, they realize that they belong to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. They came from Him. He made them. He fashioned them. He brought them into existence. We belong to You, O Allah. Our lives are for You. Our entire lives are for You. And then they realize that the only place they are going to is none other than Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the very Maker that put them on earth to see how they will behave, to see how they will prepare for their meeting with Him. Now, I don't mean to be all gloom and doom. Life is also about having fun. Life is also about enjoying yourself in a halal manner, in a good manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't place a restriction except that He made an allowance as well. So you find that khamr, alcohol, is haram. Haram, you are not allowed to touch it. But He made everything else halal. All the other drinks that are not intoxicating, you can partake of them. You can have grape juice, orange juice, apple juice, all of that. Just don't touch the alcohol. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made zina haram. But He made nikah halal for us. So He made zina completely haram. All those other women are not for you. Anyone you marry, you can enjoy with, be intimate with, halal, enjoy yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this desire within ourselves. So He didn't harness us into the point where He says you are not allowed at all. He's allowing you to do. But He's given you leeway and allowance within a certain framework. You follow that and you are actually pleasing Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So this life is not all gloom and doom. Yes, you must enjoy of this world. You are here, you must live. You must also feed your family, look after, you know, them as well. Go out in order to look for your sustenance. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that if you sit at home and do nothing, then you are going against His command. فَبْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقَ وَعْبُدُوهُ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. So seek with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your rizq and worship Him and be grateful to Him. Seek with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go out. He gave you hands, feet, a faculty to understand. Go out, use your brain. How can I conquer this world? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the capability to do so, but not at the expense of my akhirah. Not at the expense of my deen. I won't leave the deen in order to earn the dunya. And you know what's the best part of it? Most of us here, we have jobs, we have businesses. The best part of the existence on earth is that with an intention, a correct intention, when you get up in the morning and you say, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, I trust in Allah, I'm going out to feed my family. I'm going out to look for something such that I can feed my family. You actually earn reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet you are actually looking for that which is of this dunya. You are trying to earn a halal living for your family. You earn a reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make your entire life for the sake of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Even that which is pertaining to this dunya, which is pertaining to this world, when you go out with the correct intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have something great prepared for you. The most important thing is to understand. Keep the wealth in your hand. Keep the wealth in your hand. Don't let it enter your heart. Don't let it enter your heart. Why? Because your heart is made to know Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Your heart has no space for any other being besides Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. When I say this, I mean the first and foremost being who should be in your heart is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, yes, that which He has made halal for you, of your children, of your family, of your siblings, etc. Everyone that you are meant to love, your friends, you will love them, yes. But first and foremost will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The minute you allow your family or your business or your connection and relationship to take precedence in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you from there. That particular item. Why?
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ
I did not create humankind and jinnkind except that they may worship me. Except that they may worship me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created your heart to get to know Him. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ So that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do anything and everything. You get to know His qualities, His names. You want to know your Maker. And do you know when this happens, when this takes precedence in your heart? مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Allah looks forward to seeing this human being. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ And the one who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how do we look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We prepare for that day. We prepare for that day. And the beauty of life is nobody knows when his last moment will be. None of us knows that if we leave this masjid today, will we be back here next Jumu'ah? None of us knows. So preparation is a continuous thing. You carry on your entire life. It never stops. Your 5 salawat in the day, why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribe them all at Fajr time, get over and done with it, and you don't need to know me for the rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. No. Why? Because He wants to meet you, and He wants you to meet Him 5 times a day, continuously, as you go about your day-to-day activities, salah time, dhuhr, I need to pray my salah. I need to remember my Maker. Why? Because if I die after my dhuhr salah, say 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour after, it is closer to the time that I met my Rabb. It is closer to the time that I met my Rabb than it would have been had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed it all at Fajr time or all at Isha time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to meet Him whilst He is happy with you, whilst He is pleased with you. And the best part of this dunya, or let's say the best part of the dunya and the akhirah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I will end with this,
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ
They will have in Jannah whatever their hearts desire. And we have more. We have more. What is more than your heart can desire? What is more than your heart can desire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift the veil between Him and mankind. And people, it is mentioned in some narrations, will stare at Him for 80 years, befuddled, amazed, completely dumbfounded at what they see before their eyes. The Maker who created you, the Maker who wants you to worship Him, the Maker who wants you to, who wanted you to put your head on the ground for, today you see Him before your eyes. That is more than your heart can desire. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for us to get to know Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with life. We have an opportunity. We are still here. Remember, the community of the dead is out there for us to take a lesson from. Let it give us a lesson, but at the same time, let it not make us so fearful that we don't want to do anything for the dunya. We work for the dunya, we work for the akhirah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the punishment of the grave. As the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَبَ النَّارِ With that, we say, وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.